We are coming to understand that reaching state of happiness on the human level not just renouncing the human in order to transcend, because you cannot transcend the human, you are human, at least for time being, is an important, one of the important goals of our spiritual evolution. But for that to happen, we need to obviously be in touch with our human consciousness. While the deeper realization of the human consciousness requires having profound access to our pure subjectivity, still, the work with human consciousness can begin in relatively early stages of our path. Even though it is also natural that initially you kind of disconnect from the human in order to save your energy and invest it into awakening of all the inner states of consciousness. I spoke about the fact that there's intelligence in the human consciousness. Which intelligence is it? It is intelligence of the person, obviously. And that intelligence is not always active. It is active intermittently. Since being in the premental state of human consciousness exclusively is our foundation. That intelligence of the person is more precisely the center of that intelligence, more precisely is the one of the external person. At least for now, or initially. But the thing is that this intelligence of the external person at this point does not leave that sphere of the human consciousness. It is encapsulated in the human consciousness, meaning that the external person is not communicating or dialoguing with the subconscious mind, or is not responding or connecting to personality. Because for that to happen, he has to cross the threshold of the human consciousness to this more peripheral place from which he can interact with mind, subconscious mind and personality. So there's an intelligence, the center of which is external person, but this intelligence is profoundly contemplative. We have been contemplating this matter, whether the person can think in himself without actually communicating with the subconscious mind. And we concluded that indeed the internal person has such a capability, such a capacity to think without himself. And that is particularly pronounced when the person is absorbed in the inner knower. So there's some kind of I believe we called it immanent thinking. Or innermost thinking taking place. But here we also discover that the external person can also think in himself. Of course, it is always the internal person which is at the base of our thoughts, conscious thoughts. But here he is thinking via the external person, his external, his extension. Now, before we go any further, how that matter becomes a little bit more complicated when we consider all this shuffling around in the body of the person, when the person enters the essential channel, realization of the supreme me, supreme person, primordial person, and then the external person merges with the subconscious mind becoming etheric person. So who is thinking in the human consciousness then? Frankly speaking, it is a subject I still need to contemplate. But for now, I would say like that. When the inner person is realized, when the person enters essential channel, the one who is thinking in the human consciousness is still the external person, but now unified with the subconscious me, meaning it is the etheric person. Meaning the etheric person here is not activated just as a center of the subconscious mind, but sort of a pulls back to the human consciousness in order to be the center of thinking within the human consciousness. That thinking, though intermittent, is important. Because it allows the human consciousness to have a conscious relationship with her, with itself, in intelligence. And a conscious relationship with our overall pure subjectivity. Among other things, that thinking allows you to identify the condition of your psychosphere. Meaning, when you are exclusively in your psychosphere, you feel what you feel. But when you are intelligently reflecting on it, you additionally know what you feel. There's a next level of knowing added based on your reflection. I am sad. Why? I feel somehow lethargic in my human consciousness. Why? I feel like living is not that exciting. Why? I feel a sense of meaninglessness. Why? I don't feel really happy. Why? Can I change all of that? And just feel better. I have all that pure subjectivity without me, that peace. Why the human should not be happy? But there's here a danger of over psychologizing. Trying to convince oneself, oh, I should feel happy because I have pure subjectivity. Trying to hypnotize oneself into feeling happy. That change in how we feel and how we can assist that change has to happen on a deeper level. They're just trying to convince oneself that one should be happy, even though one is not. It is not in contradiction that you do need to profoundly appreciate your pure subjectivity. That something in the human consciousness has to yield to that pure subjectivity. Because that will naturally impact how you feel as a human. But above all, that intelligence, which is in relationship with the psychosphere has to somehow penetrate through the acquired tendencies within the psychosphere by using the higher intention. And somehow questioning why we feel the way we feel, because on a certain level, psychosphere, which is formed through as a result of all these impressions, traces coming from our interactions with personality, has a consciousness of its own, and it has actually a certain belief system ingrained in it. So in a way, it believes unknowingly that it should feel the way to feel, because it does not have a reason, meaning it is not reasoning, it's not thinking. So that intelligence inside the human consciousness is what brings that thinking, that reflection, that element of reflection into the belief system of the psychosphere. And thus facilitating its change. Because you can change, you see? Purification is one thing of the psychosphere, and indeed valid. Surrendering the negativity in personality and mind, renouncing it, so that we do not add negativity to the psychosphere, is also valid. All the things are valid, but the thing is, of greatest importance is that you can change how you feel. Okay, one thing you can change by developing more appreciation, gratitude, basically positive thinking. And when I speak positive thinking, not the positive thinking in relation to personality, because here you are not interacting with personality, but positive thinking within the human consciousness and in the relationship between human consciousness and our overall pure subjectivity. Here, the positive thinking is actually the positive thinking in relationship to the psychosphere. To a large degree, how you feel is your choice. And understanding them gives you tremendous sense of empowerment and control in regards to your human consciousness, to your psychosphere. And it's not about manipulation or self-hypnosis. It's about a very real change that you can achieve. By transforming that belief system within your psychosphere. So my question to you is, can you feel happy now? Can you choose to be happy? Can you choose happiness? Don't you think it's enough? Feeling bad, feeling not so good, or sometimes feeling terrible. I think it is enough. It's time for you to be happy.